Hey guys, welcome back to Resistance Chicks. We're your hosts, Leah and Michelle. It is the 16th of January. Last Sunday, we showcased a video that I'm about to replay now of two women who were arrested at Bournemouth Beach in Dorset for sitting on a bench drinking coffee, one of them with her dad. Her daughter was there. She gets hammered after this arrest by media saying the video was staged and just completely running both of their names, Marsha and Ray, through the mud. I get contacted by Marsha and she said, I saw the video that you did of me
on
getting
Odyssey,
arrested
on Odyssey.
On Odyssey. That's awesome. If you would like me to do an interview, I did not stage my own arrest, and I would be happy to. And of course, Leah and I jumped at it, and we said, yes, absolutely. We want you to be able to set the record straight. So Leah and I did a phone call interview with Ray and Marsha less than an hour ago. And we decided what we were going to do is do a live video, and then we're going to pull in that interview that we videoed, filmed ourselves. The audio is a little bit, it's a phone call, but you can still hear exactly what they're saying, and I want them to be able to speak their own words and set the record straight. But before we do that, let me pull up the chat and make sure that everybody is here and live and well and listening. And while I do that, Leah, do you have anything that you want to say about this before
I am still flabbergasted. I don't understand why it's this cloak and dagger. It's some sort of parlor trick. They're saying that the police have deflected because the video looks horrible.
Right.
Because she's there with the elderly father on her arm and drinking coffee.
Well, it was her friend's father. It was Marsha's father.
Yeah. And drinking coffee. And yeah. It looks horrible. Okay? And they're saying it was a setup. And to me, I'm like, yeah, you set the women up.
There is this, and we say this in the interview with them, but it is impossible for them to have set up the video and, like, yes, the police are going to come and arrest me. Like, they would have had to been working with the cops.
Here's the thing. If you were doing something wrong and you're arrested for it, to try to make the police look bad, that would just make you look bad. Right? And so you're going to hear her side of the story. You're going to hear how it all went down. But the deflection from the UK police and the fact that that even any neighbors or anyone has ingested it, because it's not an excuse for what they did. They arrested a woman. They arrested two women. They were walking down the pier. They didn't tell them what they were arresting them for.
Exactly.
Okay? They didn't tell them what laws they were breaking. They just said guidelines. Okay?
We're arresting you for breaching guidelines.
That's insane.
And then they didn't even specify what guidelines they had breached. Man, I gotta tell you, I was
looking. And then the icing on the cake is they were de-arrested. What does that even mean?
And then dumped off.
De-arrested.
I don't even know. That's the most insane thing I've heard. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? Like, getting de-arrested and then they dumped them off.
So, yeah, just listen to their words. Listen to the interview. And
we'll have some final thoughts after the fact.
Nonsense. This stuff has to stop.
This
is insanity. You're ruining people's lives. Here's the thing. On any other day, she should be allowed to walk the pier. Guess what?
They were selling coffee.
They should be allowed to gather together to protest outside.
Yeah.
That's a thing too.
Right.
Okay.
All right, are you guys ready? Now, let me know in the chat. Make sure all the audio is working, but it's going to look like the exact same scene because we just did it. Same outfits. I'm going to switch over to it, and it's going to play. And then Lee and I will come back for final thoughts at the very end, which is really disturbing to me. So do you want to start from? Okay, so of course, all I have are articles about you, which I don't believe the mainstream media for 1 second. You're very welcome. So give me your stance straight up on how this thing got started. Because I read some articles saying, oh, she's been at every protest. And it looks like some of your friends threw you under the bus. You're better off without them. So just give us kind of your where this whole thing started, what you were doing at the beach, and then what happened from there.
Well, we have been part of the protest. There has been a protest in Bournemouth. It's been happening every week since May. So we have been attending protests every week, and we've had the police turn up, and they've been absolutely fine with us all the way along. Up until a little while ago, they started getting a bit heavy-handed with us, but we kind of stood around, said we're not doing anything wrong, and then they kind of turned around and let us do it.
Yeah.
We've had... The police have, like, attended every protest we've done. They've attended our marches, they've marched with us. At some point, they've even said, yeah, we know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
This week, after being... We have a guy that liaises with the local police, and he's been in touch with them, and they have said to us this week, you're okay protesting. We'll march with you. It's all fine. Uh-huh. So we all thought, okay, a bit odd, but we're going to do it anyway, whatever they think. So... Yeah, we all turned up on Saturday. Oh, Friday they got in contact again with our liaison guy and said, now you can't.
Oh, wow.
So at that point it was too late. The word had got out. Not everybody's on social media. So
yeah.
Some people would have... They did. Yeah, they actually reassured us in a phone call that we weren't going to get arrested.
Wow.
That was their point. Yeah, we've got all this recorded. We've got evidence of all the information. Our guys put them out in videos on YouTube already. So on Saturday, we all turned up, all separately, and we got into the centre of Bournemouth, and there were just police everywhere.
Oh my gosh!
It was ridiculous. There were hundreds. It was like they had them in from all over the place. There was undercover.
Oh my!
Around. Yeah, there was yellow vest just wandering around and just talking to everybody, telling everybody, you can't stand here, you've got to move on. They're members of the public and members of the protest.
Uh-huh.
It just felt horrible. And we decided, right, that's it, we're not going to get together, we're not smart, we'll just wander around and enjoy the beach.
Yeah.
Day. But we actually just went for a walk along the beach, or went our separate ways, did our separate thing. Me and my dad sat down on the beach, had a cup of coffee, talked to a lady. All the time they were filming us.
Yeah.
All the time. They were following us with cameras, which was really, really upsetting.
Yeah.
The lady that was sat with us, she kept turning around and asking, why are they filming us? And I was like, I don't know. And I asked them, just give the lady a bit of privacy. Let her eat her lunch and tea. And they just carried on filming us. So I was like, well, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I'm going to drink my coffee, and then we'll go home later. And the lady left, and I think it was somewhere around that point that we saw even more police descend, and we just kind of swamped onto me and Ray.
Wow.
So I'm going to jump right in.
I want to pause right there. Lee and I are listening, and I totally forgot to play the original video. I told Lee in the middle, I'm so enthralled with listening to Marsha and Ray that I was like, all right, wait, we have to pause, because if you didn't see the video from last week of their arrests, this isn't going to mean anything to you. So I want to jump straight to this video right here. I'm going to leave that small, because if I make it big, it'll mess things up. But this is Marsha right here. And I'm so, so incredibly proud of her.
That you comply with what doctors are for you to do. Okay?
I don't believe in this virus, okay? You cannot believe it exists, yet you're exerting your force. Prove to me it exists and I'll go home now.
You know it's not practicable to do it.
I haven't broken the law, now you will not let me leave.
Master. Doctor's being polite with you,
he's
engaging
not,
with you, trying to explain to you.
I said I'm willing to go home, so let me go home.
Throughout the entire day, it's our belief that
you've
been part
bench.
Of a pre-planned organised group.
Sir, do you know this woman at all?
No, sir.
Okay, right, well in that case I'm going to issue you with a Section 35 notice and leave the area if you don't leave immediately, please.
Can you repeat that for me, please?
There will be a Section 35 dispersal order given. It has been authorised. If you don't leave immediately, I will issue it to you.
I'm on my way.
Okay, you going? On foot, please.
I love how he doesn't exactly leave.
So I've asked you to leave, please. Right, there's a section 35 now. It's a guy who's a disperse on the Antisocial Behaviour Crime and Policing Act. My camera's recording too. Have you got any idea on you at all, please?
No, sir.
Are you known to police for anything?
All right, so we're going to pause that one. And now I want to go to...
Antisocial Behaviour. That's my favorite line.
I want to go to this one. This is Ray and Marsha's father. So not Ray's father, but Ray with Marsha's father, I should say.
You've been filmed today in the town centre and around here and walking up and down little things. That's not what it's
like.
This is disgusting, guys.
You're in breach of your own regulation.
Choose your side. Choose your side.
Is hardly any of us here.
Funny. It's like, I heard the cop come up and say, we saw you walking over here, and we saw you walking over here, and
you
now you're walking here.
You criminal
and I'm like,
walker? You criminal coffee
did
drinker?
Did you see her, like, rob a bank along the way? Did you see her, like, steal some pastries? Like, we saw you walking. She wasn't even carrying a sign. We saw you walking.
And we saw you sitting. And we saw you drinking coffee. And that's what we saw you do.
And it was antisocial.
Yes.
And now you're being antisocial.
All right. So now we're going to go back to the interview and let Marcia and Ray finish telling their story.
If you are in the UK and you think that this is okay, there is something wrong with you. You have been brainwashed. You've been watching. You have drunk too much BBC Kool-Aid. And you need to like dunk yourself in a vat of freedom and liberty.
Oh, that's good. All right, okay. Back to the interview. Jeez.
Did you breathe today?
Wait, that's not...
I saw you...
Which is really disturbing to me. So do you want to start from... Okay, so, of course, all I...
They were following up the cameras, and they were really confusing because they were following up the cameras, which was really, really upsetting.
Yeah.
The lady that was sat with us, she kept turning around and asking, why are they filming her? And I was like, I don't know. And I asked them, just give the lady a bit of privacy. Let her eat her lunch and peace. And they just carried on filming her. So I was like, well, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I'm going to drink my coffee, and then we'll go home later. And the lady left, and I think it was somewhere around that point that we saw even more police descend, and we just kind of swamped onto me and Ray.
Wow. So I'm going to jump right in. This is Leah, Michelle's sister. I want to ask, what were the rules about being on the beach as part of any lockdowns? Was nobody allowed to sit on benches? Did you have to keep moving? Was it like, do you have Are you allowed to exercise? Are you allowed to get out and walk around?
There's absolutely no time limit on us being outside. It's just, they said they only keep it for necessary journeys only. But the chances are you will get stopped and you will get asked what you're doing, where are you going, what are you doing, kind of that whole scenario going on right now.
Yeah. So they've made it so you cannot sit on a bench. Is that what you're saying?
Well, to be honest, the rules are really not clear. I say rules, they are actually guidelines.
Right.
We've been in conversations with the police saying, look, these are guidelines, these are not laws, we're not breaking any laws.
Okay.
The guidelines are so all over the place. I mean, as you guys know, you have the same kind of thing going on. One minute they say you can do one thing,
yep.
They say you can do something, all over the place. Nobody knows they're allowed to.
Right.
We're in tier 5. No, I don't even have yeah, it's sort of a bit crazy over here.
It is, because I heard, I have a friend in the UK, in Yorkshire, and I guess in Leeds, today they had a giant snowball fight and people pooped their pants over it because everybody got outside. They're throwing snowballs and they just, people can't stand it.
Yeah, I've heard of people being fined for throwing snowballs.
It's absolute madness.
It's coffee. But, I mean, the main issue we've had is that the local police put out a statement next day, as you know,
yeah.
saying that we staged the event.
Right.
How?
Right. So what you're saying is you guys went there to do a legitimate protest that you were before told that you could do. And then walked that back. And then, then you show up and there's massive police and you're like, listen, let's not do this now while there's hundreds of cops around. We will maybe do it another day. Let's enjoy the beach. And they decided to just catch somebody anyway.
Yeah.
Were there other people not related to your protest just walking around the beach on the pier there?
Oh, hundreds. It was a lovely sunny afternoon. The place was absolutely packed. There was a kiosk about 2 meters away from where I was sitting that was selling coffee.
So they're selling coffee, so they're only going to be selling coffee for people to be there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So
the police were like, past the kiosk, seeing people buying coffee. There was hundreds of people on the beach.
So it sounds... It sounds... I don't mean to jump in, but it actually sounds like
they staged.
It was a stage. It was staged.
But they're the ones that staged.
But
it.
They set you up.
Yeah.
I wasn't gonna say that, but yeah.
I mean, that's what it feels like.
Why do you think they picked you on you guys rather than
anybody
else?
Do you think that they
else?
Had previously identified you?
I really don't know. I don't know. I mean, from what I've seen on the coverage of all the protests that are going on worldwide, mainly in Europe and definitely in England, they pick on women and old people.
Right. I noticed that.
It's like that.
Yeah. All the trying to cause a reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So here's the thing that got me when I was reading these articles. If we can call them that, I don't think we can, about
it didn't
you.
It seemed like they did anything.
Well, yeah.
Even in the articles. Mean, the articles didn't say to me that you did anything. Like, what were the charges against you? What did they say that you did? To arrest you.
Well, they said we were being arrested for breaching guidelines. Actually, for breaking the law, for committing a crime, which was our argument. We carried on all the time saying what law have we broken, what
right.
crime have I committed to the victim, and they would say that doesn't matter, you breach guidelines, you're arrested.
Did they say which specific guideline?
No.
Well, that's insane. Like,
they didn't explain anything at all.
Now, I heard in the article, of course, from what they're saying is that two of you were de-arrested. What does that even mean, and who does that apply to?
That was both of us, me and Ray. We were both arrested, taken to the police station, sat in a cell, which was not pleasant. Handcuffed still. Both still handcuffed behind our back. And wow. They basically sat there, stared at us for a couple of hours. They went around the corner and took the
piss out of us, started laughing, and basically said to us, right, you give us your details so you can accept the fine and we'll let you out.
Wow. How much was your fine?
I don't know. We didn't leave with any paperwork. I know. A van again, drove us a little way down the road, and then let us out.
Yeah, are you kidding?
No.
What happened to your dad?
He was with my daughter. Late night, she had the car keys, so he managed to drive him home. So she was really upset. They actually followed them down the beach afterwards because my daughter was still filming. She's got a brand new little video camera that she was playing with us.
So
but whatever
you were doing, he was doing with you because he was on your arm. Why didn't they arrest him too?
We really don't know. Well, they just say at that point just before my arrest, he did say, what is it that we've done wrong? What is it?
I saw that.
And the officer says to him, oh, don't worry, sir, you're not going to get arrested.
Wow.
Yeah, and obviously at that point, I just, my mind was blown. It still is now over the whole thing, totally. It just came out of nowhere, and yeah, that was their response right there, that he wasn't going to get arrested. It was only
going to
be, they'd already made their mind up before they even approached us. Yeah. What they had
exactly.
And wouldn't they then be actually admitting to being partaking in that whole setup by saying that anyway?
And yeah. The idea of this setup is bizarre. It makes literally no sense.
Like, you would have had to been working with the police saying, come and arrest me while I record it.
Yeah.
Them. So good for them standing up for you.
But have you...
Off the police statement in the local paper, I've had people that I haven't spoken to for years tell stories about me to the tabloid press. So I've had mainstream media ripping me to shreds so much so that I've now lost my business.
No, no.
You've lost your business?
Pretty much, yeah.
So I had seen that you were working at a tattoo parlor, is that correct?
Yeah, the person that sold the story to the papers named my tattoo studio.
Oh, no.
Had nothing but bad press, and our business was on a reputation, and that's gone now. Yeah, it's had so much. It's, what you see just there is the surface. But yeah.
So I had seen that you were...
It's pretty detrimental to us both. To say that we've staged that, it's just ludicrous.
Right. But the idea, this is what I don't understand. I am not understanding the idea of something being staged to try to make the cops look bad or something. And it's just odd to me. And one more thing, I would think that you would have like some people rallying to your side. Like, this is insane.
Why would you arrest them? They were, even if they were sitting on a bench, even if they were walking on the pier, who cares? Who cares?
Well, that's the lady that filmed it, we've never met. I don't actually know who she is. So she did off her own back, filmed that, and got it out to be seen. So
we've pretty quickly taken down.
I thank her immensely for getting that out so that it was seen. But obviously the police didn't like that.
Yeah.
That's when I got over asked to retract the statement to the local paper. It took about 4 days for me to get in the local paper the fact that I denied setting up whatever it was.
Yeah.
The whole thing. And then they printed that and then followed it with the police's original statement saying that we saved it.
Wow. Well, I think that is some sort of parlor trick game of the staged it. What that literally means nothing to me, okay? You didn't, like, beat your dog, strangle a cat, rob a store. You walked down a pier and sat on a bench and drank coffee, okay?
Right, exactly.
This is...
I mean, whether or not there was a protest, that is irrelevant, because there was not a protest that day.
So right.
Whether I was part is irrelevant.
Right.
Not to do it.
Right, you guys decided that this is not the time. We're not going to run into a den of wolves. We're not stupid. Because they set us up, essentially.
Yeah.
So let me ask you about your, I mean, obviously, it's hard enough with COVID for any business to be running right now anyway. And it almost feels like they're doing this not just to take away your business, but to throw another small business under the bus. It's like they take glee out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, so you're has your boss fired you, or is this still in limbo, or what?
I was a partner in the business.
Oh, wow.
But I mean, now what business is that?
Yeah. But I'm just like my sister said, I'm really surprised that more people have not rallied around you to defend you in all of this. Are you finding anyone to back you and support you?
The guys in the protest, to be honest, I mean, it's only a small group of us, but they've been absolutely fantastic and stand behind me. But as for anyone else, I mean, like I told you guys, we've deactivated our Facebook, we've come on social media.
Wow.
News because it has been that bad. It's just constant. I mean, everyone has just jumped on the bandwagon. We're public enemy number one.
Oh my gosh.
It's like,
it's become like a religion, but even worse than that for these people. They have bought into this lie and all of this fear. And now you have the Black Plague. And so anybody that would believe that this is completely hyped up, they're still not going to say anything now, because if they touch you, then it's like, well, then they might come after me next.
I think this is why the police did it, just to scare the crap out of everybody.
Right.
They know we had something wrong. That's why they de-arrested us rather than interviewing us and charging us for something.
Exactly.
So they didn't ask you any questions?
No, not at all.
They arrested you and did not interview you at all?
No, all they wanted was our name and address so that they can give us a fine. That's all they wanted out of me as well. Yeah.
And they didn't charge you with anything. Like, you don't have to go to court for anything.
They, as far as we know, they wanted us to leave the area because we've been issued for the Section 35, which is basically a dispersal order to leave the area. To make sure that they bundled us back in the van that they brought us to the station in. They asked, I got back into the back of the cage. I said, I don't think so. You've just been arrested me. Unless I'm arrested, I'm not going in the back of there again.
Oh my gosh. They asked you if you wanted to ride back there.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me walk. I had money. I could have got a taxi. They wouldn't allow that. They wanted to give me a lift out of town. So they dropped me off on the edge of town. They opened up the side door, allowed me to jump out, and I was walked up the road.
Oh my gosh. They dumped you out of a police van.
Yeah.
Crazed, raging criminals.
This is like a scene out of a movie of just pure insanity. So I would like to give you an opportunity to set the record straight in a place where at least you'll find comfort on our channel. I can't speak to anybody watching it, but at least with us and our viewers. What is your personal stance on COVID? Because I was reading a lot of things about everybody, like, because as soon as they call you a COVID denier, you're all of a sudden a crazed lunatic, okay? And I don't, the whole phrase COVID denier is absurd. At least from where we stand, okay? And I want to let you know where we stand on it, and then you can say whatever you want without judgment on our show. We believe that we had the virus back in January of last year. We believe that China distributed it on purpose. We believe that they have used it to instill fear, but that it is not at all what they are saying that it is, that it is not as deadly. They have falsified all of the deaths, and a lot of these positive cases are false positives, and they are literally using it to manipulate and control people.
Well, I'll just jump in. Just today, I believe, on your mainstream news on the BBC, they reported that there were quote-unquote 50,000 COVID deaths, but the government numbers were counting deaths. If you had COVID, like, 2 months ago or 3 months ago even, and then you were like hit by a bus today, they were counting those as COVID deaths.
Right. So that, and they've eradicated the flu. So now there's no flu whatsoever. And we have, so to me, it's kind of like, yes, there's a real virus. Yes, it is affecting people, but it was released on purpose and then blown way out of proportion, just to control us. So that's where we stand on our channel. And I want to give you the opportunity to set the record straight, because they, on these articles, they were listing what you felt was going on with COVID. And I wanted to give you the chance to say it for the record.
Yeah, I mean, we agree 100%, to be honest. We've been doing research into this subject. I've personally for about 20 years. So when all this started, we knew what was going on. We knew it was another false flag, do we say? It wasn't as they say it is.
Right.
There was so many holes in the story. There was patients to be uncovered. We're all completely on the same page.
Okay.
Completely.
Okay. So it's not that you're a COVID denier, like you think that the virus is just like completely made up and falsified, but rather it's I'm assuming, if you say you agree with us, that it was released on purpose to control people and exaggerated to the nth degree.
Yeah. I mean, I saw a patient on it back in March when it was first announced. So I got my nose straight in the laptop and did some digging around and found a patient on it. So it's like, well, how can this be something natural that's come from a bat or something?
Right.
I think they said the time when there's a patient on it.
Exactly. Yeah, it's totally bogus. And the patent is, as far as I know, I think it's either the cure or the patent is owned by Bill Gates.
Yeah.
One of those is something like that. Like, he had already patented the cure or something to that end. And we take it all the way back to, if you've been doing your research, you're familiar with Event 201?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
So they literally war-gamed and planned this thing out to the T, and then they came out later and said, well, no, even though it looks like we planned this, that's just a coincidence. We just really called it good. If this were to happen, this is exactly how it would play out.
There's always an exercise going on around the same time. There's always strange little coincidence surrounding false flags.
Right.
Yeah, Dr. Fauci had said that Trump would experience a pandemic in his presidency.
Right.
So
yeah, exactly.
That's a quote from him.
Years ago. We know the agenda. We've been looking at it for years. We know what's going on. I'm not denying that there's something going around. I mean, there's a flu virus that goes around every year. It mutates two or three times every season. So I'm not denying that people don't get sick.
Right.
What I am denying is the fact that there is a global pandemic and it needs to shut down economy and local business.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's totally fair. And what's really upsetting is that anybody that takes that stance, it's not even that you're labeled as a lunatic only, because you are labeled as we are labeled as lunatics, but you're now, like you said, enemy number one. Like, you are essentially killing people with your thoughts.
Yeah, that's going to be it. I mean, this is what we said at the time. Are we being arrested because we have an opinion that's different from yours?
Right.
But right. They don't answer questions. They just come back with, no, you breach guidelines.
You breach the guidelines that they have not put into law.
Don't you think... Don't you think that the guidelines should be posted so where everybody can see exactly what it is? And if they're going to fine you, you can say you breached guideline number, you know, 5 or 6 and be real specific about it.
Here in the United States, you in order to be arrested, they have to tell you why you're being arrested.
Yeah.
I don't think the police actually know what the guidelines are themselves.
Yeah.
If you ask them, tell you, they don't.
Right.
They'll just repeat Section 5, Section 35, or whatever it is. And if you say, well, explain what that is, they just say, oh, that doesn't matter now.
Right.
That's all you get.
So is this going to curb... Is this going to curb your protest fervor? Are you going to still get out there and make your voice known? Or is it just going to do it stealthily? I mean, the lockdowns, where do you think everybody's going? Because in America, if Biden gets inaugurated, then the lockdowns will go away. And I wonder if they'll go away worldwide.
I can't see that happening. I've seen reports today that the lockdowns are here to stay, despite social distancing, despite muzzle wearing.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. We call them muzzles, we call them face nappies, we call them a lot of things, but we don't wear them.
Right. Well,
I think this is just a start.
So you think... If it is just the start and you think it's going to continue, where does this leave you guys and the protest? Do you think that more people will join your ranks?
I'm hoping that the more stuff they do, the more stupid it gets, the more woke people get. We've had so many people turn up to the protest and we say, what woke you up? And they went, well, the lockdown.
Yeah.
Right.
And so many people are starting to think like that. I mean, obviously we're not going to stop. We can't stop.
Right.
We can't. What we've seen, and we can't unknow what we know.
Right.
We can't stop what is right. If we do, we might as well just curl up in the wall and die.
Right. Right.
We'll find a way to carry on. We're not going to be stopped. The group that we are kind of with is called Stand Up X, and there's protests all over the country, and they're all joining together.
Yeah.
So it can't stop.
Well, I just want to encourage you guys because people are waking up, not just here, not just there, but around the world. I saw, the people were revolting in Italy this week, and they decided we are going to eat at these restaurants. 50,000, I think, restaurants opened up, and the police could not.
You can't arrest everybody if we all do it at once.
Yeah, arrest them all. People wouldn't leave, you know? And when you have those large numbers to say, we're not... Go ahead.
There was protests in Denmark, and they were going pretty wild.
Yeah.
There's been another one in Paris today. It's still going on everywhere. We can't stop.
But I do think it's all connected to Agenda 2030 to try to get us onto a digital economy.
Oh, exactly.
And the more that they press us, the more people wake up. They don't bring anybody to their ranks. Let's put it that way.
Exactly.
You know,
the only way they've been able to control people is through the fear.
Yeah.
And the more the facts come out about this, people go, well, wait a minute. You know, I don't think that this really is as big as they've been making it out to seem. And so if that's the case, then why the lockdowns? And we've actually had a lot of our mayors and governors that were hard, staunch lockdowners, like in New York and Mayor Lightfoot in Chicago, coming out and saying, well, now it's really too hard on the economy. We need to open up, which goes to show us here in the United States that they were only staging it here in America for
our election.
And that's pretty apparent. So that's why we're kind of hoping that They've issued some sort of notice. Like now is the time where these stupid, lefty, people in charge are being given their script. So now say this, because they don't want, like, the people on the ground that are part of this, they don't want to have to keep wearing the face muzzles. They don't want to have to keep in the lockdowns. Everybody wants to go back to normal, even if they're the ones that are, like, implementing and enforcing these rules. So
which is why they break them. They all break them.
They do all break them.
They all go on vacation. Our governors eat out and they'd go around with no face mask.
Because they know it's not real.
Exactly. To the extent, yeah.
To the extent that they're making it out to seem. Well, Ray and Marcia, thank you for volunteering to do this interview with us. And I want you to know that even though you're receiving a lot of backlash, you are heroes to millions of people around the world.
Yeah. Millions of people saw you. Here's the thing. I know you're feeling alone and dejected, but I'm talking to you because millions of people shared your video on Twitter.
And they shared it not to go, oh, look at these people breaking the rules. They shared it to go, look at how absurd this is and how wrong it is.
Yeah. So you're not alone, and you're quite famous.
Thank you, guys. That's amazing. We never expected it, not in a million years. But
we don't really want it.
I don't really want it either, yeah. But yeah, it is what it is, and it has to come to light in order, like you say, people needed to see it for what it is.
Yeah.
And all right, it was unnecessary, and it wasn't nice to experience it, but for it to be known now that it can't go ahead. We can't allow it to continue.
Right.
We're certainly not pleased. We're
not
going to give up the fight.
We are standing up and we are standing
well,
up.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, we're so proud of you.
Be smart about it, but keep and do the and just be smart about it, you know?
Well, like you were, though. I mean, it sounds to me like dispersing and saying, you know what? We're not going to do our protest right now because the cops are here is smart.
Yeah.
But how were you supposed to know that they were going to set you up?
They had their eyes on you,
you know?
Exactly. But we tried, but they did what they did, and yeah, well, we're just waiting to see what happens, aren't we?
Yeah,
a little, but yeah, but we're not going to pay no fines. If we do get fines,
good for you.
No,
I think it's blown up in their face. I think that this did not have the desired effect because I know you're saying that in your community that you're public enemy number one, but at least worldwide, the effect that it has had is this is wrong.
Out of control.
There's a righteousness that rises up with people when they see that video.
Yes. Yes. And it was like, it was like they were stalking you, like you were a terrorist going to set off a bomb, and the only bomb you were going to set off was a truth bomb.
Yeah.
And that's why they had to arrest you, because you were setting off truth bombs. And if they had followed around the Manchester bomber, as well as they had followed you around, people would be alive.
Exactly. Yeah. We're not criminals, but they just treated us as we were.
Right.
But like you say, this is the state of democracy now. We need it to be out there. We need to share it. We need everyone to see it.
We need everybody to see it. And the more people see it, the more they will wake up. And I'm so glad that you got a chance to set the record straight, at least here with us. And we don't just have, obviously, American viewers. We have viewers from around the world. So your story's going to get out there and the truth. And I'm sorry that they've sullied your name. But we believe that this is a battle of good versus evil and that God wins in the end.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely agree. Thank you, girl. Thank you. We really appreciate it.
All right, you're ladies. Welcome. Thanks for telling us your story. We appreciate it. Godspeed, and I hope that your business picks back up again.
And keep us in touch because we'll want to give updates to our viewers as far as where you guys are at and what's going on.
Okay. We will see. You'll hear from the Bournemouth protest again.
Fantastic. All right, you guys take care and Godspeed.
Thank you. God bless.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Right, bye. All right, so there you have it. Marcia and Ray, Marcia, I'm sorry if I'm saying your name wrong, set the record straight for themselves. I did want to go over a couple of the notes that I took while we were doing their interview with them. that, just to highlight some of the things that, they told us. They had planned a protest. They had a liaison that was dealing with the police. They were given the go-ahead, all right, on Friday, and then they were told that they couldn't do it, and they thought, well, we're going to show up anyway. They show up, and there were hundreds of police already ready. This was the setup, okay? So then they decided, well, then let's just disperse. Let's not hold our protest. You would think that that would be enough for the police, right? Like, okay, you didn't hold your protest. They just decided to kind of mill about. And then she also told us that, because Leah, you asked, were people on the beach? Was there anybody else there? She said there were hundreds of regular people there. They were selling coffee. Okay? So you're allowed to be out, but you're not allowed to be out. You know what I mean? So much so that they're selling coffee, but you can't be there. So they targeted them. And she also said that they just deliberately pick on old women or old people and women. They were arrested just for breaking guidelines. Okay. When they were arrested, they were handcuffed still when they were in the police station. They were laughed at. They told her dad, you're not going to be arrested. I mean, what's with that? It's like they had made up their mind before they had even arrested them. We're going to arrest these two
right here.
They were asked to leave, and then they went to leave, and then they physically stopped them from doing
that. What a setup. What a setup.
When they arrested them, they didn't even interview them or ask them any questions. And then the police the next day issue a statement. Well, we believe that this was a staged video event. How did you come to that conclusion if you didn't even interview? You could have put a half hour in like we did and asked some questions. You didn't even interview the subjects that you had arrested and then de-arrested. This is insanity. This is pure insanity. So pray for Marcia and Ray and everybody else involved in standing up for your rights around the world, but specifically in the UK, because this is wrong and it has to stop.
Absolutely. So, guys, Michelle doesn't know this, but I did get a little word from God. So I want to share it with you guys because I keep getting messages and comments.
So you want to do a separate video.
Yeah, separate show.
All right.
So at the end of this show, this is going to end. And stick around. And I just want to give a good word to you guys. We're not going to really cover any news. I just want to give you guys a good word. So stick around. Michelle put that show together in about 10, 15 minutes, and we'll be back.
All right. We love you guys. God loves you. God bless. Remember, it's not just a conspiracy theory.
If it's actually
the truth, please find us on our website, resistancechicks.com. If you use your cell phone to do that, you need to click off of the mobile version and click on desktop. But everything that we do is uploaded there. You can find a lot of stuff there. We are on all of the new sites. We have a Telegram. We have a MeWe. We're on Gab now. Gab has exploded. They're back and they're faster than ever. So you're going to really love that.
Yeah, find us on Gab. That's going to be fun once it starts to work.
Resistance Chicks. So, all right, we'll be back later. But thank you specifically to Marcia and Ray for allowing us to have this interview and for setting the record straight. You did not stage this video event like the police claimed that you did. All right, we'll be back shortly, guys. Don't go anywhere. God bless. I was called all along. No place for